The Fast and Furious franchise, 9 films now and counting, began with a single sentence: "At dusk, they take over the road." That was how writer Kenneth Lee began his story on illegal New York street racers, which was published in the May 1998 edition of Vibe magazine. It was that story that attracted movie director Rob Cohen and movie producer Neil H. Moritz, prompting them to consider using it as the basis for a feature film. Working with the actor Paul Walker and later Vin Diesel, Cohen and Moritz fashioned a script, and on June 22, 2001, they released what would become by then titled The Fast and the Furious to immediate success. An opening weekend of some $40 million eventually grew to a worldwide gross of more than $207 million, and all of this on a mere $38 million budget. Who would then suspect that that would be just the beginning? In 2003, the first sequel, Too Fast, Too Furious, was released, this time with John Singleton directing, and then every 2 or 3 years, another edition would open. The latest figures now report that said franchise has grossed a total of $6 billion plus, making it the 7th highest grossing film series in history. And now we have F9, which in some references carries the tagline The Fast Saga. And even that is hardly the finale. Justin Lin, who directed the 3rd through 6th films, oversaw production of F9 and is set to direct the as-yet-untitled 2-part 10th edition, due respectively in 2023 and 2024. Back to F9, though. If the initial idea for the franchise was a stripped-down Streetwise magazine article, which was turned into a film about an undercover cop who gets Stockholmed into joining a family criminal enterprise, what the films have evolved into is a fantasy-based, high-explosive, action-packed blend of international espionage overlaid with the omniscient theme of family unity. As the character of Magdalene Shaw, played in an F9 cameo by Helen Mirren, says, "There is nothing more powerful than the love of family, but you turn that into anger, there is nothing more dangerous." Which ends up being an apt observation, since the danger this time isn't posed by the foes of past films, such as the U.S. Marshal Luke Hobbs, played by Dwayne Johnson, or outlaw Deckard Shaw, played by Jason Statham. Instead, the threat comes from Dom's little, in age at least, brother Jacob, played by WWE star John Cena. Thrown out of the hallowed Toretto family circle for reasons that gradually become clear, Jacob is the link to the F9 MacGuffin, called Ares, a device that has the potential to destroy the entire world. Seems Jacob has been hired to steal it, and the Torettos are tasked to foil that operation. Dom, though, now a father and retired, is reluctant to get back into action, even when soulmate Letty, played by Michelle Rodriguez, reminds him that this peaceful life that they are living, this isn't us. Ooh, a challenge, one that Dom, of course, can't resist. And soon the whole team is again on the job, comprising Letty, Roman, played by Tyrese Gibson, Tej, played by Chris Ludicus Bridges, Ramsey, played by Nathalie Emmanuel, Dom's sister Maria, played by Jordana Brewster, and even a former team member long thought dead, played by Sung Kang. The Toretto clan faces off against Jacob and eventually old enemy Cypher, played by Charlize Theron. If that isn't enough of a cast list, F9 gives us spot appearances by the aforementioned Mirren, Kurt Russell, Lucas Black, veterans Michael Rooker and Shea Whigham, a credits closing sequence involving Statham, and even a snippet involving Cardi B. Yet that list pales when compared both to the complexity of the film's plot, which takes the team from L.A. to London, Edinburgh, Tbilisi, Georgia, Tokyo, though that sequence was filmed in Thailand, and even, yes, outer space. That latter location represents F9 at its most ridiculous, it featuring the comic relief duo of Gibson and Bridges flying a rocket car into actual orbit. Yes, the sequence stretches credibility, even in a movie in which driving off a cliff demonstrates how physics is only a concept that movie making can manipulate. But it, at least, is funny, which is something you can't say about the minimalist acting of Diesel or the sober sense of sermonizing about family and loyalty that he and other characters go on about, not to mention the film's heavy-handed religious overtones, including even Dom himself seemingly rising from the dead. No, from a simple street racing scenario to the outlandish lengths of F9, the Fast and Furious franchise represents both the best and the worst of what today's Hollywood has to offer. The cheapest of thrills rendered through the best computer graphics that money can buy. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.